I politely pretended to take a moment to admire it. Mom didn't raise me that badly. But in truth, Nancy hadn't given me a minute to deal with the whole train-slash-death-slash-afterlife issue. Sure, I heard her when she said that if we were going to find my murderer, we didn't have time to waste. But I was too thrown to take it in. What felt like seconds ago, I was standing on the subway platform. Now, I was expected to be all breezy about my death and impressed by a door that might take me to some other side. Wow? I finally managed. You didn't have to be a Mensa member to see how the entrance to the other side got its name. It was big, say one story tall, red, wood in case those kind of details interest you, and a door. Though it was hard to check off the last point, seeing as it was firmly shut. And apparently staying that way until I solved my murder and found my key. Whatever that meant. Big Red sat, almost hidden, in an unassuming alcove just off Hotel Atase's main lobby. So this was what my way out of this nightmare looked like. So far, so unhelpful. Run me through how it works again? I turned to Nancy and tried to look super interested. Maybe the sooner I got the hang of things, the sooner I'd feel less messed up, confused, and low-level terrified.